Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
She's not been showing up for the whole show for quite a while, it seems like. Or is that just me?
I think Crush is on a vacation of some sort and didn't tell nobody. She's up to something. And I'm telling you, lifers, I'm about to put Crush in my spilt tea report. Coming soon.
I think you just might have to if she doesn't turn up. But before we start tonight, I just want to say, here at G14 Radio, Real Talk, I want to say that our prayers are with Heavy D and his family and loved ones. He has passed away. He was a rapper, and he lived a fulfilled 44 years. So rest in peace, Heavy D. But tonight we do have another great episode planned for you. And like you've already heard, Renita will be hosting with me. And you know what? The 1414 was out in Atlanta last night. I've heard crazy-ass stories about it. They shut the place down, like always. I heard it was a great time. But tonight they're in Birmingham, and tomorrow they will be in Memphis. So make sure you are RSVPing to these events, like always, on global14.com. It's the only way you can get in, unless somehow you have a good friend and they make you a plus one. But you know what? Make sure you are a member of global14.com, even if you are someone's plus one. You don't want to miss out on this amazing website. And, yes, we are still looking for interns, like always. And if you have what it takes, think you have what it takes, you have a little bit of talent, a little bit of creativity, and you're an innovative person, hit up Crush at Crush on global14.com. We definitely want to see if you can bring your talents to Global 14 Radio. I'm going to get started off with our quickies for the day. Renita, this is a very odd story that I found. It has to do with three Air Force officials, and they have been disciplined for what is called gross management at Dover Air Base in Delaware. The airport base is where all the remains from wars, well, I'm not sure of all the wars, but the Afghanistan one are coming into, remains, dead bodies. It's basically a morgue. And what has happened was several remains of bodies have went missing. Now, these three people are in trouble because they were responsible for it. And even though these two body parts went missing, they did nothing to change the protocol. That's right. They were still doing shit the same way they were. And they didn't try to improve something that was going wrong. Now, the three did receive a punishment. They received a letter of reprimand from the Air Force, which is making it so they may not be promoted while still enrolled, and they have also been demoted as a result of this situation. Renita, can you imagine how frustrating this must be for a family?
Yeah, like I would, as a family member, I would be, like, pissed. I would be writing, I would have... like, start petitions, like, I would be completely outraged if I was a family member. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, how the hell do you go about losing body parts of somebody or a dead body or something, you know? That's just something that should not be happening. Seems
right,
a little odd.
Right. It seems very odd because I'm like, you know, you hear sometimes about like black markets. That's why I really hope like the families do more because they don't know if these people are selling parts. You hear about it all the time about like organs and stuff being sold. So hopefully they'll do something about it.
You know, I never even thought about that, quite honestly, Renita, and I really hope that's not what's going on. I mean, how corrupt can things get? So, I mean, if that's what they're doing, hopefully they do receive more of a punishment, because from what they received, if they're out there selling body parts or something like that, you know, I'm not saying that they are, but if they are doing that, that is messed up, and it's not fair to those families. And in other news, an ex, this is kind of outrageous, but, you know, he probably, this guy probably deserved this. An ex-hedge fund, excuse me, an ex-hedge fund manager, his name is Raj, I don't know how to pronounce his last name exactly, is facing a $92 million fine for what is considered to be the biggest insider trading scandal ever. Now, the man was convicted earlier this year of the crime, and he was sentenced 11 years in prison. It is believed that Raj received the information from friends and colleagues and has made as much as $75 million off the information that he has gained. I don't know about you, but that $92 million, man, $75 million to gain off insider trading, me personally, I almost wonder if it goes on more often than what we hear about. You don't hear about this often in the news, or at least I don't. But that is a lot of money just from knowing some people and talking to them, especially if it's at the dinner table. I came across this interesting topic today, and it was kind of a story, but it is the top six overpriced gadgets. Now, these things are very expensive, and from the reviews and such I read, they're completely overpriced, and there's not a whole lot to them. It's more of you're trying to gloat and brag because you have these things, and they have a hell of a price tag on them. But number six was a Virtue Constellation Quest smartphone. For those of you who don't know, it is a luxury phone brand. It's branched off of Nokia. And this phone cost $8,299. Now, I did the math, and you get like 13.5 iPhones out of contract for that price. If somebody could tell me what is so special about one of these phones, why they have to have it, you know, call in and let me know, because I would definitely be interested in hearing why. Number five, Bang & Olufsen Beo Vision 4. That is a TV. It is an 85-inch 3D TV. I probably butchered the brand name, but these TVs are well-known for the quality. But this TV costs $85,000. Now, that can buy about probably maybe three trailers. But, I mean, $85,000 for a TV, most people probably can, you can probably furnish two homes on $85,000. Probably even more, I wouldn't doubt it. But, I mean, let's compare. You can get 18 80-inch Sharp Aquos TVs for that price. I'm not exactly sure what you watch, Renita, but my Samsung definitely gets the job done perfectly.
Exactly. Like, before I'm dropping that much money, like, I'm going to watch it on my laptop. Like, I'd rather pocket that money and watch every show via my computer. That's ridiculous. That's like a car, your mortgage. Like, it can cover, like, so – that's ridiculous. I mean, if the actors are going to come out the TV in my living room and do a tap dance, then yeah, but hell no, not me.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. You can afford a brand new car for that price. Actually, if you really want to, you get a couple decent cars for that price.
Exactly.
Number four comes in. I'm not very sure about this product. I looked it up, and once again, I didn't see anything spectacular about it. Lacia, I probably butchered that name. Lacia M9
it's
titanium
Leica.
Digital camera. It's what?
It's Leica.
Leica? Okay. Thank you, Renita. I have never heard of this camera brand, honestly. So, the thing special about this was, it's basically a souped up version of another camera, a Leica M9, except this one was designed by one of Audi's car designers. And the original camera cost $7,000, but this one cost $28,000. I don't know about you, Renita, but let's do the math. I can get 4 of these cameras basic for the price of one of these ones that just have a little touch on them.
You know what, though? They are really quick. They are very stylish cameras, and JD always, I know when he puts up his gadgets, he always adds like a Leica camera on the Global 14 site. I've actually used a couple in the past. They take gorgeous photos, and their HD camera on some of them, the video, shoots like perfectly. Is it overpriced, OGZ? Definitely, but it is a nice camera. I do have to add that.
Yeah, I mean, I probably definitely agree. If photography and stuff like that is something you're really serious about, I understand, you know, paying the $7,000 or whatever, because if you're good at it, you're going to get your money back, hopefully, within time, or, you know, it'll definitely bring you the satisfaction. I mean, man, that $28,000, that right there, you can still get a car for that, too. This shit's just ridiculous. But I'm definitely going to check out these cameras when we get done with the show this evening. Our next thing is AudioQuest Diamond HDMI cable. And this costs $1,495. And like everything else, there's absolutely nothing special about this product either, except the fact it has solid silver connectors and proprietary insulation. Now, you can get a monster cable for $80, and I know for a fact they do a wonderful job. That's what I have always seen used, and I couldn't complain about that. So I can't imagine paying the extra $1,415 for this. And then our next product is Goldman Eidos Blu-ray player. And this is probably the most pricey product that we're going to see this evening on this list. And it costs $170,000. I mean, out of all the reviews, once again, I've read about this product. There's nothing special, once again, about this. But obviously the company claims that their product is superior to anybody else's. But with it, I guess one of the reasons it costs so much is they love to do their marketing. And like I said, reviews say a DVD avatar, for example, that's the example they used. And I mean, I've seen a lot of people like to compare things, TVs and such, with the movie Avatar because it is amazing quality. And then they just claim that a Samsung Blu-ray player costing less than $200 does just as good as this $170,000. I know a lot of people whose house it didn't cost this much, Renita. I know I can never imagine spending that much money on a Blu-ray player. What are your thoughts about a Blu-ray player costing $170,000?
GZ, I know some people that don't even make that a year on their job. Like, I don't even think if I was a millionaire, billionaire, or trillion, zillion, whatever, heir, that I would spend that much money. Like, what I need to know exactly, down to the specs, what they have that no one else has for it to be that much. Like, seriously. That's ridiculous. $170,000? Whew, this list is too much for me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that makes my head hurt and stomach sick just looking at that price. And the sad part is, I guarantee you they've sold them. So somebody out there was crazy enough to pay that much for one Blu-ray player. And then our last product out here, this is kind of a stretch, but just listen to the statistics before you make any judgments. Text messaging from AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Now you're thinking, I have unlimited text for $20. Yes, that's right. But for a minute, let's just say you didn't have unlimited texting. And a message costs roughly 20 cents a message. And I know this is a far stretch, and most people wouldn't think about this, but the company ends up charging $125 million per gigabyte of data when you add up how many messages are sent. And if you want to get exact, there's 6.25 million text messages and 1 gigabyte of data. So in all reality, I don't know one person that is probably getting anywhere remotely close to that. I'm sure nobody is. But $1.25 million for 6.25 million text messages. Now, Renita, I know I would have never imagined it added up like this, but don't you think that's ridiculous?
Well, see, people want to know why I went off on AT&T when we had a topic a few shows ago talking about, you know, customer service with all these phone companies. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, when you add up all that money, we're all paying, like, ridiculous rates. And, again, the customer service is not even up to par. It's not that great. So you're screwing us in the customer service. And now you're telling me you're screwing me in the text? Yeah. Me and AT&T need to have a conversation soon.
Yeah, I know. Usually if I go into a T-Mobile store, probably about 70% of the time I leave satisfied. But as far as calling in, it is a horrible headache. Half the time, I don't understand what's being said on the other end of the line. And I don't know how AT&T is, but I'm assuming and guessing they're probably about exactly the same when you have to call in. You just go around, you go around in circles the whole time you're on the phone. You know, I think that's a joke, just to get a simple solution. But that is our list of top six overpriced items, and we're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll be back on Real Talk.
Somebody remind me where I am. That's right, I'm at home. Yeah, I'm right where I belong. Girl, you say you're feeling faded. Well, me too. Smoke is getting blown and the drinks are super strong. I know they ain't getting money like we do, so it's on. I was looking for the one. Now I'm feeling dumb but thinking it was you. I was wrong. Now I'm back up in the spirit, going harder than I did. Watch me do it, and I'ma do it all. Feeling like the old me, you don't even know me. I'ma do it all, I'ma do it all. Probably why I'm back up in the spirit, going harder than I did. Watch me do it. Tonight I'm into breaking up. Somebody's home. I'm drunk as ever. I'm not alone. I'm with my people. I know you love it. I don't do it. I overdo it. I've been getting money so long, it's just paper to me. Take all my memories with you and just erase it for me. You can never reminisce when you forget it all. Careful what you wish for. You just might get it all. Now my life is angel hair. Pinot Grigio, baby, forget about it. I'm headed wherever this motherfucking jet is routed. You can't have my heart. The doctor told me I'd be dead without it. My judgment's never clouded. That's why I'm steady yelling, weatherman, weatherman. How about whatever, man? I'm trying to fuck with Tinkerbell and never, never land. But I'm polite about it. Baby, after you, I've had a glass or two, so. Somebody remind me where I am. That's right, I'm at home. Yeah, I'm right where I belong. Girl, you say you're feeling faded. Well, me too. Smoke is getting blown and the drinks are super strong. I know they ain't getting money like we do. So it's on. I was looking for the one. Now I'm feeling dumb for thinking it was you. I was wrong. Now I'm back up in the spirit, going harder than I did. Watch me do it, and I'ma do it all. Feeling like the old me. You don't even know me. I'ma do it all. I'ma do it all. Probably why I'm back up in the spirit, going harder than I did. Watch me do it. Trying to get the green like I'm waiting at a long light. Bro just doesn't suit me, girl, and every night is prom night.
All right, lifers, we are back. And right now we're going to get into the topic of the day. Now, before we get into our topic, I want to quickly talk about another one we had previously not too long ago. And this is about social etiquette. Now, last night, I was on campus, and I was leaving a building, and I saw a woman, and she had a dog. Her hands were completely full. I'm not sure if she was blind, but the dog was obviously there for a reason. Now, as she was walking out of the building, a man was getting ready to walk in, And the man, you know, you would think as close as she was to the door and he was, you know, he would do the right thing, hold the door so maybe it wouldn't slam on her face or the dog's face. But no, you know what? He came right through the door and he didn't give a shit. That's right. I could not believe what had just happened. I mean, I was like, how rude. What the hell is wrong with people these days? Like, really, I have not seen this many rude people until, well, these last couple months. Renita, I don't know about you, but I cannot stand to watch somebody do that to somebody.
Yeah, it's really rude. But I see it a lot, like, especially, like, with men, like, back in the day, you know, our moms and grandmas and aunts and, you know, used to tell us about how, like, they used to have the doors open for them and, you know, it's just, and then, you know, the gentleman would let the woman walk through the door first and not anymore, Jeezy, people don't care.
Yeah, you know, I completely agree with what you said. I think it's sad because everyone nowadays, it just seems like everyone's getting more rude. But that's a previous topic. I don't want to get too much into this because it kind of pisses me off. But today our topic is having a solid argument. Have you ever had an argument with someone and they just sounded very uneducated and ignorant? Because they had no facts or any idea about really what the argument was about, Renita?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've had it happen a few too many times, to be honest.
I know I have. And then they're just, they feel they are completely right. You can't tell them nothing. And then you go through the whole situation, you find out they're wrong, they find out they're wrong, you think they come back and apologize? Nope.
No, definitely not. You know, and lately it's almost like I'm to the point where I know I'm right and I'm going to shut up just so I don't have to listen to you anymore. But today in one of my classes, we were having a debate and many people on the other side were saying things, you know, this is a debate, like, you need to go off facts and everything, but it's all part of having a solid argument. And people on the other team, they were obviously against whatever we were supporting, and they were saying things like what they thought. Now, personally, me, this is a horrible thing to bring up in an argument, because what you think and what really happens are two completely different things. Am I not right, Renita?
Totally. Like, they're, yeah, like, two completely different.
Yeah,
but
because
people get that, they don't.
No,
get
they
that,
don't.
Though.
They don't, and in the end, it makes them sound so much more stupider, which is unfortunate because this is today's society. Now, another thing that many people get misconstrued in is personal experiences. Depending on what the argument is, no one really cares about your personal experience. I was talking to another day, we were also having a debate in class, and this was about, are toys good for children? Do they help you out or do they worsen? I don't know exactly how to explain it, but basically it was like, are they good for the well-being of a child? My side was for the toys being good, you know, because they expand creativity and stuff. Then on the other end of the room, there was somebody who said that they were bad and stuff like that. And I was like, so you didn't have any toys while growing up? And she's like, well, we played with sticks and stones and stuff. I was like, isn't anything you play with really or have you physically use to get enjoyment out of a toy? And she disagreed with this. And I wasn't going to argue with her. The teacher was there. He saw I was obviously right. So I wasn't going to go into detail with her about this. But the thing I want to get across is the whole point is to know what you're talking about when you're in an argument so you don't end up sounding dumb. Many people nowadays want to go off what they think and not what they know. And I think one of the biggest things people like to do this about are huge in-depth news stories and politics. Politics is probably the biggest one. I know a lot of my friends like to go off what their parents say and not what they know, and usually their parents are only one-sided. So it's another pointless reason to have an argument with somebody. But if you're going to go have an argument with someone, at least have somewhat idea what's going on so you don't sound stupid or uneducated at the end. Renita, what are your thoughts on this argument thing? I'm sure you've been in plenty of situations where the whole, like you said earlier, I mean, the whole time, you know, when you're in the end, it's almost completely pointless.
It's, you know, and then some people you just can't, you know, get your point across, so then you just end up just yelling back and forth at each other. That's why sometimes, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing, but sometimes I just drop it because I already know, like, I'm not getting through to you. You feel like you are completely 200% right in this argument. It's not even a good argument. Like, what happened to people, you know, Jeezy, picking their battles? I think people just don't pick their battles anymore. People just battle about every little thing. It gets frustrating sometimes for me.
I completely agree with you. Sometimes I think I have better luck getting through to the brick wall than the person I'm arguing with.
Exactly.
But we're going to go into another quick commercial break, and then we'll be back to Renita once again for today's Spilt Tea.
I live life sucker free. That's why the niggas you be with talk down like they don't fuck with me. I get money realistically, and the homies show me love. Groupies wanna lead a club with me. Ain't nothing to a G. Let your hair blow in the breeze. Want some bomb ass weed? Get high, cruise at a jet ski. Do it like I do it for TV. 675 Damier LV. Selling something with tax. And when I'm on the plane, got the carry on to match. Nigga, that's flash shit. Tryna peep game, little homie, just watch this. Champagne in my cockpit. Talking about you got a man, mommy, just stop it. Please. As we proceed to give you what you need to roll up on me.
I'm out here living it. Out here living it. Niggas know that we doing our thing, cause we out here getting it. Out here getting it.
Well, I rep the game.
What I've been through, so I know what I know. I write bum rap songs telling bitches what I'm into, so the hoes won't roll. First class road to another coast, just to smoke push. I know a nigga who grows, and that's on the real. Mama, if you tryna slide, gotta bring one for Will. Just another day in the life, another plane, another night. Getting faded with another nigga wife. Drinking hella champagne, sang a rave with the Sprite. Then I'm up in the AM to catch another flight. Niggas repping the gang, simply because everything else lame. The fans want real niggas, some hoes looking for change. I seen it all, player in the game. First they biting the flow, now they jacking all.
Why you talking that? I'm out here living it, out here living it.
That was one of my all-time favorite songs by Wiz Khalifa. Now, Renita, what do you got for us today for the Spilt Tea?
Jeezy, I love your song selection. I'll be over here dancing, getting it on.
Well, thank you.
Well, everybody, this is your girl, Renita, with the Spilt Tea for the day. Justin Bieber has a 14-year-old female stalker. Now, they are calling her a fanatic to the extreme. And to make this story worse, she's a poor, disabled 14-year-old fanatic. This young lady went on a social network Tumblr using the username KillSGNCB. Where the young girl is clearly talking about killing Caitlyn Bettles and Selena Gomez, which Caitlyn is Justin's ex, Selena is Justin's current. Now, she has a camera watching her 24 hours, and randomly throughout the day, she threatens the young actresses, saying things like, they won't know what hit them until they wake up on the other side of the bed with a knife. Now, first of all, where in the hell is this 14-year-old's parents? How does she have a camera on her 24 hours a day? And if she's disabled, I would assume that, you know, she's getting maybe a little extra care, so you would think people are around her, but apparently not, to the point where cops come knocking at the door in Kentucky. And, yeah, this, I need to know more about this story because this is just sad. Katy Perry knocked up? Maybe. Rumors are flying around that Katy Perry may be pregos, ladies and gentlemen. She has been really, like, trying not to answer the questions. But I have a few insiders on the tour that's saying that her tummy is looking a little out there while the rest of her body still looking small and petite. And that sounds like Miss Beyonce, which is also prego. So put two and two together. Now, Jeezy, how do you feel about Russell Brand and Katy Perry bringing, like, a spawn into the world?
You know, I really do like them both. Katy Perry, she makes, you know, I like some of her music. And Russell Brand, he makes funny movies, is a funny guy. Definitely, it should. I think it would be a very interesting household to grow up in.
Oh, it's definitely, because I feel it's either going to be a comedian or a singer or a singing comedian. So we'll keep you posted on that one. And the sweet tea of the day is, which popular tattoo gay reality show star insists on staying in the closet, yet his partner, which is a hairstylist, which is also well known, goes around town talking about his relationship and telling people the name of his partner. So eventually, Mr. Reality Show Guy, you are about to be on TMZ. If you know, give us a call. Call us today. Call us tomorrow. But I don't know. Jeezy, you think you know who it is?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea where to even begin. I'm going, I don't know. Is he on Bravo?
Ooh, he might. You might be hot, maybe not. But if you think you know, like I said, give us a call, 760-913-4119. Give us a call, you know, either after the show or tomorrow, and I'll let you know if you're right or wrong. This is your girl, Renita, with the Spilt Tea for the Day here on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla, RockNRolla. Back to you, Jeezy.
All right, that wraps up another episode of Real Talk. Remember, make sure you're calling in if you do know the sweet tea of the day. And tomorrow we will have Crush back, unless she ditches us again for some reason. But I want to thank you, listeners, and I really want to thank Jermaine for providing this platform to have our show on. Make sure you're following us and Global 14 at G14 Radio and at Global 14 on Twitter and global14.com. And that's it. Take care and good night.
Yeah. So death.
Global 14 Radio.